This is Three Guys Talking Smack. Conversations about lots of things, but mostly music. The intersection of music and culture.
Oh my, oh my, oh my.
That y'all should have seen that jitterbug that Liam was doing in the studio just now.
Woo, that was
rough. He's a jitterbug.
Hey everybody, Three Guys Talking Smack.
And listening to music.
And having fun. So, Master. Master Big P.
Master DJ Big P.
He got a certificate now, y'all.
He has a certificate.
I'm behind the wheels of steel.
My mouth won't even let me say something like that. but okay.
That was Mitch Woods in his Rockets 88. He's a pianist and band leader, and it came out in 1991. We thought we'd get the show jumping with a little blues and rock.
All right.
How's everybody doing?
Doing fine. I'm Omar, by the way.
Omar, by the way? Oh, I know some by the ways. They live by the way.
Yeah.
Down the road a piece.
Yeah, from the Northeast by the ways.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. What's up with you, man? How you been?
I'm doing, man. Glad to be here with you guys again. Where we going from here, Big P?
What is my name?
That's a shortened version of Master DJ Big P. That takes too
long
to say every time, okay?
We're gonna add a different block this week in the show. We're going to do a little inspiration. We all need inspiration at times.
Inspirational music?
Yes.
You guys actually like inspirational music?
We like all types of music.
I didn't know that.
Yes, we do.
We're going to do some classical 1 week.
Yeah. Right. Sky's the limit.
We don't want to co-opt anybody, but no.
I don't even know what that means, so, you know. I don't know that
term. We're going to explain that a little bit later. You all stick with us. We've been accused of co-opting. Well, I've been accused
You've been accused of co-opting.
And we... Let's start out with Earth, Wind & Fire, a little piece of it called Energy.
Okay.
As we float through time as energy, seeking no place, filling all space with song, creating, giving and integrating all moods, happiness and sorrow, joy and pain, remain the same as always. As energy, breathing air filled with prana, awaiting the timeless times of nirvana, to speak and learn secrets of life. Energy! Now we call on you, because we love you. We call on you, because we love you. Every scented rose, I see God. Everything that grows, till falling rain in the snow that falls upon the plain, I see gold at sunrise. Every day in the smile
high above, fly the birds upon the wing in a icy gold. Oh, God is everything. At starlight, evening skies, in the love that fills a mother's eyes, stand
our eyes, open our eyes. Open eye, yeah, open eye.
ain't no need to worry. You with three guys talking smack.
In the morning.
Three guys talking smack and
listening to music.
We're going to come up with our first promotion of the show.
Oh.
And we're not going to announce the songs that we played in that inspirational block. But the first listener that will email us at talkingsmackpodcast@gmail.com, give us the name of the artist and the name of the song. We'll have a nice prize for you that we will announce on the next show.
Ooh.
You got it?
I mean, y'all
got
to pay attention when y'all listen there, y'all.
And use Shazam or whatever you're going to use to figure out what the songs are. But we need the name, the full name, and title of the song. And I want to know the year they published, too. Let's not make it too easy.
Okay.
The that year is, that it came
out.
Yeah,
there you
well.
Go. Then you're making it hard on us.
Yeah.
Well, you're not allowed to win.
No,
go
I mean,
the research department.
We got to research and make sure we got it right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, that's okay. We got a really crack research team.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
We're going to do a lot today. We're going to do some rock. We're going to do some blues. We're going to do some neo-soul. I think we have a request in from our sponsor for some Mariah Carey that I might bump. I don't know if I'm just don't know if I could take that.
You've already put it out there, and you have to play it.
That's why I won't play it, just to embarrass her. She's not on the phone this week because she's still trying to get that new phone.
Yeah, we're working on a little fundraising drive to get her a new phone.
Yeah, I think so.
19 cents a day. Get Benito a new phone.
Start higher. Start higher. Ask for more.
Omar. Take us into the next segment. Where are we going?
Okay, so this is a little family connection with this one. My nephew has done a little hip-hop production around Richmond over the years. Two or three years ago, he put out another CD under the title of Black Fonzarelli.
Hey.
This song is called Save Ourselves, and his mixmaster, Brother Cortez. So shout out to both of you. Black Fonz is now residing in South Brunswick, New Jersey, and we wish him the best.
Yes.
We gotta run and burn and build us just to save ourselves. The heat out of control, we create ourselves. Harnesses set the fire, purify ourselves. We gotta run and burn and build us just to save ourselves. Run and burn and build us just to save ourselves. The heat out of control, we create ourselves. Harnesses set the fire, purify ourselves. We gotta run and burn and build us just to save ourselves.
Oh Lord, it's so hot. Sweat just trickles. I'm staring at the moonshine, but no, I'm not tickled. Mountains out of molehills, a mind so fickle. Butterfly effect, watch it ripple. Negative and cripple. Could it be so simple? Body is a temple, but I'm bored about my mental. Therapy, rhyming over stroke instrumentals. Finally got a job with some medical and dental. Run to the roar, emancipate fear. Go through the struggle, keep a smile ear to ear. The times we all wanna quit on what we hold dear. Work hard in the midst of solitude and no cheers. Cheer, this my piece of peace right here. Haven't put an album out in like 11 years. Life circumstances made me have to switch gears. It's coming full circle, still standing right here. Cheer. We gotta run and burn and build us just to save ourselves. The heat out of control, we create ourselves. Harnesses set the fire, purify ourselves. We gotta run and burn and build us just to save ourselves. Run and burn and build us just to save ourselves. The heat out of control, we create ourselves. Harnesses set the fire, purify ourselves. We gotta run and burn and build us just to save ourselves.
We do have some breaking news because there were riots in Charlotte for a second straight night over the shooting death of a black man by a police officer. Now this is a different scene.
All these sister shootings must be ordained by destiny. Watching news reports, trying to fathom the necessity for 20 bullets fired into unarmed men. Evil is just something that I'll never understand. We under fire, die a warrior's death. Swear this world's so wicked, there's no honor left. This is deeper than us versus them, that's like a melanin. That's just the surface, the skin to the skeleton. Stop the anger, let love be the medicine. We need to end the fire, it's for our betterment. Change gon' come, but when we need some evidence. The elements making it hard to be benevolent. Make me want to grab a firearm and let it rip. But I meditate and let this anger take a dip. In this pool of compassion, need to get a grip. Struggle to understand the devil and his many. We gotta run and burn and build us just to save ourselves. The heat out of control, we create ourselves. Harnesses set the fire, purify ourselves. We gotta run and burn and build us just to save ourselves. Run and burn and build us just to save ourselves. The heat out of control, we create ourselves. Harnesses set the fire, purify ourselves. We gotta run and burn and build us just to save ourselves. We gotta run and burn and build us just to save ourselves. The heat out of control, we create ourselves. Harnesses set the fire, purify ourselves. We gotta run and burn and build us just to save ourselves. Run and burn and build us just to save ourselves. The heat out of control, we create ourselves. Harnesses set the fire, purify ourselves. We gotta run and burn and build us just to save ourselves.
silently. I'm suffering, hidden by an incidental smile. Holding on for something else to come along and make my life worthwhile. Until it comes, I'm gonna be okay. Slowly waiting for the end of days. Every night, I'm gonna be alright. The demons come and take care of my pride. Over time, people change. Slowly the world will rearrange. All the while, I keep holding on, trying to find the will to carry on. I can see in your eyes that what's coming ain't a big surprise.
page in my life. Seeing the love has paid the price. You've got nothing to say, nothing nice. All we had is gone tonight. How do we lose this chemistry? Don't you know you taught me everything? And you've got a way of making me happy inside again. Oh, we stuck between wrong and right. Either you graduate in life, but when you fall just one time, it plays with your mind. Slowly giving up inside. I feel like all this love has died. No matter how much I try, coming night. When will I see the other side? This was no free ride. All we have was gone for life. I need to get up out of here and find me a more even square. You got a way of making me happy. In life, but when you fall just one time, it plays with your mind. I'm slowly giving up inside. I feel like all this love has died. I'm slow down.
We started that set with Black Fonzarelli and Save Ourselves. Then we went into a group called Jazzanova, and they did a song called I Can See. And Jazzanova is a group that's basically out of Berlin. They were a bunch of DJs, and they got together, and they started a group. It was called the Jazzanova Collective. In 2012, this album came out called Upside Down, and the lead singer on that was a guy named Ben Westbeach.
Ben?
Yeah, Ben Westbeach. Anyway, after that, we went to the Weekend Players, and we actually played the wrong mix of a song called...
Excuse me. There's no such thing as the wrong mix.
It was not the wrong mix.
When the master DJ is doing it, there's no such thing as the wrong mix.
It was the mix that was given to me.
Nobody blamed anybody for anything. I was just telling people... I didn't blame you. I was just telling people what we played.
We had a nice, smooth set.
Look, man.
Let's not start up.
Anyway.
He's got a certificate now. He can get very defensive now. Yeah.
Can y'all hear this?
Forget about it.
Are you tearing up my damn
That was Big P certificate. That's right. I didn't say Master DJ.
Your certificate is made of paper.
Made of paper, man.
But it's in my heart. You can't take it out of my heart.
You can't take it out of your heart. You did a really good job on those mixes. Even the one that was the wrong cut that I picked, it was the same name of the song, but it was a different mix. It was a remix. And the song was called I'll Be There For You by a group called The Weekend Players. And
if you stop drinking, you might be able to give me the right pick.
Yeah, I just tore up my information on that. This is getting good. Let me see if I can do it from my mind. Okay, the Weekend Players are from London, England. And they are a group that got together because...
We're just watching you squirm right now.
Her name was Rachel.
It's called Doing It On The Fly.
It's called Doing It On The Fly. Yeah.
They, so is this a recent release?
No, the album came out in 2004, actually.
Oh, okay.
And it was called The Pursuit of Happiness. And Rachel Foster and Andy Koto got together, and they were in different groups, mm-hmm. and they joined, and they did this little project called
Weekend Players.
Cool. And this song was, nice the one I wanted to hear was called I'll Be There For You. It's a little jazzier, more vocals.
Yeah.
This was more of a party house mix or whatever you call it.
This is the DJ mix.
Yeah. And lastly, we heard Robert Glasper, and the track was called...
Yet to find
the real thing.
Yes.
And that was featuring Anthony Hamilton.
I got you back. I got you back.
I know you got my back because I got your certificate here. I'm trying to put it back together so I can see my notes.
You were writing on the back of my certificate.
It's good. It was a good piece of paper.
That was from the Master DJ School of Richmond, Virginia.
Master DJ School of your mind.
I checked again this week. They still don't have a registration for you, but it's probably the paperwork probably just got lost in the mail.
I had the official seal on the back of it.
You probably mailed it from the Northside Post Office.
Okay, let's keep going, man. What we got next?
Smokey Robinson, The Love I Saw in You was just a mirage.
The poet, the Motown poet.
Me. The Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Some plans for tonight, and then I stop and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little boy like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a girl looks at you, it's for sure you're
I'm changing. I'll be better than I am. But I need a friend to help me start all over again. Oh, that would be just fine. I know it's gonna work out this time, 'cause this time I am. This time I am.
That's a showstopper right there. Jennifer Holliday from 1981 from the hit musical Dreamgirls.
Not Jennifer Hudson, right?
Not Jennifer Hudson. Jennifer Hudson did it in the 2000s, I believe. Okay. Also a good version, but this was the original version done by Jennifer Holliday, 1981. Before that, we heard Spooky. That was a classic song from the early 60s, 70s. First did by the Classics Four. This was Dusty Springfield, Blue-Eyed Soul. Now, her real name, for Blue-Eyed Soul name, mm-hmm. Murray Isabel Catherine Bernadette O'Brien. Anyway, she did that song, and that was pretty good.
That's pretty spooky.
That's pretty spooky.
In itself.
Right? Yeah, that song was actually originally written as an instrumental for sax.
No.
And the words were added some years later. It was a great, great sax instrumental song, too.
Okay.
Okay. So,
what
we're going
research,
from here, y'all, we're going to want to mention our sponsor, Miss Benita.
Do we have to? The damn Benita.
I want to talk about Spooky some more.
Okay.
Benita can be pretty spooky, too.
That was Big P that said that, Miss Benita.
Master DJ Big P.
The DivineWineClub.com. She'll probably be back with us on a future show if she doesn't give up on us. We're working on a little project to get her a phone. So she had a request for this week, and we're going to get into that now. It's Mariah Carey, Without You.
No, I can't forget this evening, nor your face as you were leaving. But I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows. No, I can't forget tomorrow when I think of all my sorrow. When I had you there, but then I let you go. Now it's only fair that I should let you know what you should know. I can't live, and living is without you.
Master DJ Big P strikes again, y'all.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, Benita. I just...
It was bringing us down.
You know how he is.
Anybody else?
At least it was you this week and not me.
Anybody else want a cold towel? Wake up.
I made it through spooky. But that was
hard
enough.
We're testing his patience, y'all. We're testing his patience.
I know. It's just asking too much of me. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. Omar, let's do comments.
Okay.
You have a big head. Oh, wrong comment.
Okay, this one was from Cliff. Past show, that Eddie Palmieri joint was hot. Great mix. Good to hear Scotty on your podcast. Class act. I have to agree with that. Scotty is a class act, and we thank him for carrying the show and for appearing on the show with us.
And that was actually Liam's cut. Let's give him a little credit for picking that Eddie Palmieri, because he doesn't pick good ones often. So.
Yeah. He's the transition. He's the glue to this show.
Is that what it is? Is
glue? You like a dead horse?
Sticky and stinky. But anyway.
Well, hey, but kids get high on it, so they are, right?
Okay, from Tawanda from Richmond. You guys are hilarious. Get Benita a new phone, please. One question. Why did Jeffrey Osborne have to work in a woo-woo-woo on that classic song? I think he did Teach Me Tonight.
Yeah.
But hey, you know,
it's Mr. Woo Woo.
That's what he does. That's his trademark.
That's Mr. Woo Woo.
You know, that's his watermark. You know, yeah. You know it's a Jeffrey Osborne song if you hear Woo Woo Woo.
Yes, you know it's an Earth, Wind, and Fire song if you hear Ow.
So that was a response from Benita on that. She said, she's delusional. Y'all are not funny.
But, no, we're not. She didn't say we were funny. She said we were hilarious.
Yeah. As our sponsor, you can't call our listeners delusional. I guess they have to listen to us, but
that's one we could, but.
From Diane.
Let's continue.
Diane had written us previously, kind of psychoanalyzing some music that we played, and we gave her a shout out, and she writes back, thanks for the shout out. Y'all going to have to be nicer to Benita. Benita says,
too late for that, just
Benita
now.
Says, I love Diane. And I think Liam said, I think she loves you too. Maybe she'll get you a new phone.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like something Liam would have said.
Oh, and to Diane, I know you're listening, and we really appreciate it.
We do.
I'm going to be playing some blues songs. Don't read anything into it. Don't psychoanalyze me. We're just playing good music.
He's depressed.
I have issues, but not these issues.
He is fighting depression.
I'm depressed after Spooky and Mariah Carey. You know. But
yeah. I'm kind of all over the place, too, so please don't read anything to this stuff.
Well, that's called schizophrenia. But
wow. Okay. And... from Ben.
Oh, sweet.
We played a version of
Unchained
Melody by the former lead singer for Duke Ellington Band. And we've also mentioned the Righteous Brothers.
Yeah, I did.
And Big P commented that, you know, that was a soulful version also. So Ben says, why would Big P consign the Righteous Brothers co-opting our culture? Is he black or beige?
I don't know what his culture is, and he can't even spell righteous. I wish you all could see this message.
And I don't think he's beige, but we call it teasing brown.
Yeah. Look, this co-opting stuff is getting out of control.
I have no idea what it is, so enlighten me.
Cultural appropriation.
We are three African-American men on Black Talk Radio Network, but that doesn't mean that we can play all black music. We play music that we like. And the whole idea that any white artist that does soul music or jazz music or Latin music is co-opting a culture is bullshit to me.
Like Dusty Springfield doing Spooky?
like getting on a plane, flying from L.A. to Paris and having a female woman of color flying the plane. We can't be stealing white people's stuff. They only had white pilots, and now they got we're pilots. Yeah, that's not right.
So Ben spends all of this time trying to prove that he's woke, but I think he's asleep.
He slept.
This is my last response to anything that he ever says. And
did he hurt you that bad?
I'm sick of this.
Come on, man. He's just having fun.
Sounds He's having fun.
Leave him alone.
I'm tired of
we
it.
Thank you. We thank you. You all thank you, Ben. We thank you for listening to us the same.
I don't.
Keep the comments coming, bro.
Liam and Omar love your comments because we find it hilarious.
We did take up on the inspirational.
I think he's an asshole, really.
Stop it. Leave him alone.
And I will not respond to anything else he has to say.
Well, I'll respond to anything you put out there, my man. We don't care. We like hearing from you.
We're talking smack.
You're consistent, and we're smack talkers. So
and listening to music.
And listening to music.
All music.
And your comments. All your comments. Keep
bring
them coming.
It
bring
on.
It on. We're being nice.
I need a drink.
We can curse, but we're not even doing that because we love you.
Yeah. Benita's not here, so I need a bourbon. I need a scotch. I need a beer.
Why don't you take all of it?
Yeah. I think I will.
Yeah, go for it.
Out. of Johnny Walker Red. Nobody in this big house but me in my empty bed. I'm fresh out. Baby, I'm fresh out. I'm fresh out. Yeah, no doubt. I'm fresh out.
Shades of James Brown there. Who's
Tommy
that?
Castro, My Kind of Woman, 1999. Before then, we heard Johnny Lee Hooker. I need scotch, bourbon, beer, and everything else I can get to get through this. But in between, we had Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram, with Fresh Out. Young brother who's out doing some real good stuff. This was from 1985, featuring
what?
Buddy Guy.
Kingfish was from 1985?
1985, featuring Buddy Guy.
Kingfish was too young in 1985.
Well, that's the research that I have.
He's only 20 years old.
He was just a gleam in his father's eye in 1985.
That.
Maybe that was 95 then.
Lead the research to the research
department. I'm still a little upset.
Again, he's 19 years
I'm
old.
I'm still a little upset.
I mean, 20 years old this year.
Well, anyway.
Perhaps the song was written in 1985.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well. Don't ever correct me again on the air.
Somebody seemed like they really got upset, didn't they? Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't dare do that, Antonio Sandoval.
I think Ben took him off his game for a minute there.
Huh? You Ben took him off his game?
Yeah.
He let Ben knock him off his game like that? Yeah, yeah. We got to take the big off that pee. Or maybe leave it there, you big pee.
He going to come back strong, though, because he got a certificate. He got a certificate.
You mean this?
Speaking of coming back strong, this next song is not.
Oh.
But Liam wanted this song. I think he's got a crush on her. And Omar.
Me too.
Me too.
I'm not even going to say anything else. I don't need to introduce the song.
I gave you more than I could give.
you know you shouldn't listen to Sade and drink brown liquor. You know what that does to you?
I know what it does to me. I have no idea what it does to you.
You're a different kind of cat, you know?
Yeah, you know. I just sit back and think about those bare feet running around on stage. Hey, she kicks her shoes off. Gets into it.
I just want to get out of here as soon as we can.
You mean
do
show?
We have to?
What do you mean?
The show, Sade, the two of you, Ben.
Man, you had a rough day. I'm sorry. God.
And it ain't over yet.
It ain't over yet. There's still more cartoons to come.
Yeah, one thing about Sade, the musicians behind her were excellent musicians.
Oh, yeah.
All of them played multiple instruments. A great concert band.
They used to be together before they became this particular group, and she got a contract
who
to
cares?
Come sing for somebody else,
who
you know,
really
another
cares?
A company, record company.
Right.
She said, "I'll come if I can bring my boys."
There you go.
And so she brought them.
This next song describes how I'm feeling right now. Do you want to know what it is?
I'm sure we'll find out.
Miss Alonzo, will you do us the favor of doing the Thrillers Gone for me?
It'd be such an honor, Mr. King.
Thank you. All right, when you're ready. Would you do me a favor and give a big hand? I can't hear you.
The thrill is gone. The thrill is gone away. The thrill is gone. The thrill is gone away. You know you done. Thrill is gone, it's gone away from me. Thrill is gone, baby, the thrill is gone away from me. Although I still live on, so Thank you, Chicago.
Somebody down for good love and be fun. to be a playboy type of guy. But these ladies, sweet tricky ladies, they just ain't right. They don't want a brother with positivity in his life. They'd rather chase the others who leave him sitting home alone every night. Should have seen you sooner, but I was too busy chasing every skirt in the human race. I was hoping for some joy, and you were there all the while. My mama told me there was more to love than long hair and a pretty smile.
smoking guitar on that Sam and Dave classic, Hold On, I'm Coming.
Eric Clapton, B.B. King, 2000, Riding with the King.
That was nice.
I thought so.
That was great. That was great.
That was great. That was really, really great. Just like Laverne and Shirley.
I've been in the bluesy kind of mood today.
Good.
Is that good?
The thrill was gone for you for a while there, right?
It was. It was. It's back. Good. The brown liquor helped. Sade didn't help. Mariah Carey didn't help.
That's okay.
But we made it through.
You have issues. But anyway, I hope Diane is listening to this one.
Diane, I may need to see the therapist. Yeah.
This is going to be a 3-page text on this one.
Send me the number of someone that you know that might be able to help me.
Before Eric and BB.
BB.
We heard from Victor Duplex. Victor. V-I-K-T-E-R. Victor. Duplex. And the song was called Looking for Love.
You still piecing those pieces of paper together?
No, I've got it good now, man. That was from the album International Affairs.
Using came his out midnight radio, midnight DJ radio voice.
It came out in 2003. Looking for Love by Victor Duplex. He's a singer-songwriter, and he's from America. Before that, we had Sean Escothry.
Who?
You, who? You wouldn't know. Neither one of you would know. So don't
enunciate, man.
Don't even ask me to say it again. Anyway.
Somebody co-opting our community again?
That was a 20. No, he's a brother. He's a brother from England.
From another mother.
And he's a soul singer. And one of his claims to fame is he did the national anthem.
Who's
the British
national anthem?
The British national anthem.
God Save the Queen.
For the Lennox Lewis-Mike Tyson fight.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
So that's my boy. Anyway, his album came out in 2015. It was self-titled. I guess I have to say his name again.
Yeah.
Sean Escothry.
Okay.
Is that better?
Not much.
Well, you can read it and say it yourself, smarty pants. Let me go take my apron off and put my knives away. I butchered another name.
I want to remind everybody about the contest early in the show. If you joined us late, I don't know how you could do that on a podcast, but I just thought about that.
Fast forward. Radio.
But hit the arrow button to the left. Go back to our inspiration break. Give us the names of the four songs that we played, the artists, and the year they were published. Email it to talkingsmackpodcast@gmail.com. We will have a lovely prize for you. The only reason I'm not telling you what it is because we have no idea yet. We just kind of thought about this.
Somebody shows up at your door with a six-pack of Stella. It's from us.
And you probably already know this, but you can find us on the TuneIn app, iTunes, Buzzsprout.com, Richmond Soul Radio, Black Talk Radio Network. Thanks to Famous Brown, 102.9 Richmond, Virginia.
And if you're hungry,
go over to Famous Brown's restaurant on 9 Mile Road in the Richmond area.
Okay.
And take a time to go to Black Talk Radio Network as well and join the BTR community. Only $24 a year. Join us and other friends and supporters of that.
I think Ben is there.
And you can help get Benita, our sponsor, a phone.
Only 19 cents a day.
Start higher.
You wasted another hour and 45 minutes.
Ask for more.
And we appreciate it. We appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you much.
Three guys talking smack.
And as Red Skelton would say, love you guys. God bless.
Stay positive, y'all.
See
check out Three Guys Talking Smack, a trio production available on Black Talk Radio, TuneIn.com, and wherever podcasts are found.